This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. We appreciate your trust. Folks, if you want to watch us online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click onto YouTube. Live chat. Join us there, friends. Love your input. Really do. If you want to call in, you can do that, too. That's 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if you want to check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can do that. There's 13 articles there as well every day given to you, friends, from culture warriors all over the United States of America, as well as if you want to know who we are, what people have to say about us, those that have firsthand experienced who we are, what it is that we brought to their communities, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also jump over on Facebook, Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E, and or my Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We have no king but King Jesus, period. That was the flag, one of them, that was flying during the Revolutionary War, just so you know. The other one was appeal to heaven. Okay, just again so you understand as to who we are and where it is that we come from. Amen? Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be saying, right? Bring it down, Brother Dean. We are in Jesus' name and letting the Holy Ghost do what he does here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We're going to be talking about Americans allowing the church government to create a world without God deserves the hell that it will get. We tapped into it yesterday, had a bit of technical problems. So I'm just going to highlight some of the issues. It's really short. And then what we're going to do is we're going to get over to the America that most of us have never known. We started this a couple days ago. We need to finish this. It's great information. I love the content, and I believe that you will, too. If you're looking for resolve, friends, this is what we're always doing here over at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Before that, food for thought. Did an event out in Colorado about a month and a half ago. While I was there, I was asked to be a part of what ministers are doing across the United States of America. And I said, well, what is it that you need me to do? And he kind of shared some of the things that he would like me to be a part of, so on and so forth. And then he kind of just, well, diplomatically, you know what diplomacy is, right, friends? Seduction in another guy, said Ben Franklin, how right he was. It's interesting that he comes along behind the back door and says, well, Bradley, we just need to kind of rein some of these things in and tone some of these things down. And I said to him, and I was offended, to be quite honest with you, you know, we're to give no offense in our ministry. Well, what does that mean? It doesn't mean it the way a worldling takes it. It means that love worketh no ill. It means that I owe you the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, the whole counsel of God, right? And what people aren't used to is me using Scripture because they're not used to using Scripture. Scripture or hearing Scripture from the hireling in the pulpit. Now, is that unloving? No, absolutely not. That's totally love, because everything God did was love, right? Jesus Christ is God incarnate, okay? And everything he did was love, right? When he was rebuking the Pharisees, that was love. And then when he was healing the sick or raising the dead, that was love as well. So there's a balance. To have an unjust balance, the Bible says, is an abomination. So let's understand what real love is. Love tells the truth, okay? So going back to this conversation I was having, I was offended. I was offended because what he wanted me to do was to compromise the truth of God's word to appease other ministers that I might be a part of them. And I said, listen, just so you understand, compromise is where two men get together and they both agree on what they both know is wrong. I'm not going to have a part of that, okay? Number one. I said, number two, when your way works, I said, then I'll be at this point in our history. As a matter of fact, here let me say this again. I'm thinking of a couple things here, and I'm throwing them together. When your way works, I said, then I will tone it down. Then I will rein it in. But the only thing I hear from your generation is nothing but talk. Do you remember what William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, said? I quoted this last week, but this came to my aid today. He said this. He said, we're not sent to minister to a congregation and be content if we keep things going. Isn't that what you see in the church today? Absolutely. He goes on, he says, we are sent to make war and to stop short of nothing but the subjugation of the world to the sway of the Lord Jesus Christ. Of course. Of course, friends. That's our job. We're not here to patty cake with the enemy. No, he's a defeated foe. And if he's a defeated foe, the Lord promised us, and he promised us continuously throughout Scripture, in obedience to Christ, in Christ, not outside of Christ, that again, we would be made more than conquerors through him who loved us, right? And he's given us the power to do so. You cannot find in Scripture where the Lord offered defeat to an obedient people. You can't find it. What you will find is like in Numbers 14, when Joshua and Caleb went out and they came back with a good report showing them that we're more than able to overcome. Keep in mind, it was the disobedient. Let's put this into perspective. It was the disobedient children of God, friends, that were angry and they wanted to pick up stones and stone Caleb and Joshua for obeying the Lord. Okay? This is found throughout Scripture. But you can't find in Scripture where the Lord ever fails a faithful man of God, can you? No, you can't. See? And it's interesting that we have people today saying, tone it down. You know, we need to rein some things in here. We just need to kind of go along to get along. Nope, that's the problem right then and there. And I would ask you the question, where is the Holy Ghost? Because he comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And by the way, if you look up the word being pushed along in war, do you know that in Old English that means comfort? And what do they call the Holy Ghost? The Comforter. The Comforter. So again, we need to understand the things that we're saying and see where these words were extracted from, and understanding if you're born of the Spirit of God, you're going to seek, you're going to dig until you get the answers from the Holy Ghost, and he always does. It's never the easy, wide road. It's always the straight, it's always the narrow, and it's always the difficult. And this is what men today in America mean to avoid. They want it the easy way. They want it the wide road, okay? I'm telling you, that's just not Scripture in any sense of the word, okay? So going back to this conversation, I told this guy, I said, when your way works, I said, then I will rein it in. Then I will tone it down. But I said, you know what's interesting is I said, it's your generation that you mean to tone me down concerning confronting them. It's your generation that has put us in the position that we're in today. Who else would say it, friends, but a disobedient child of God trying to just hold things and hold the line as they continuously capitulate in the face of the enemy? Not me.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I love today's content. Give me one segment to tee this up, and then I got you for two more segments. And, folks, I just want to bring you back. Great content. I love it. And we'll get you caught up to the present and show you the difference between now and then. What is it? The title of today's show is The America That Most of Us Have Never Known Before. It's exactly right, because I never have in many cases. And I'm not saying I have it rough, friends, but I am just saying Grandpa and Grandma knew something a lot different than what we know today, and there's a reason for it. I want to tee this up because yesterday I spent a little time on America and Americans allowing the church and government to create a world without God. That's exactly what's happening. It's foolishness, friends. And it deserves the hell that it will get. Psalm 9:17 says that the wicked shall be turned into hell. Wicked are those that know to do right and they choose to do the wrong. Deuteronomy 30:19. And all the nations that forget God. Friends, all the nations that forget God shall be turned into hell. Is it true in the present? Absolutely. Absolutely. You take a look, and what comes to my aid is Thomas Jefferson, when he was asked to make distinction between European government and American government during the Revolutionary War. He said the difference is between heaven and hell. And look at the French Revolution, friends. It's craziness. We do a show on that. Let me ask you this. Does it not amaze you, friends, that such a high number of the people in this country call themselves Christians? And this isn't Christian bashing. This is telling the truth. Here, let me just do this, because I need to, for some reason or another, reiterate this point over and over and over again. Okay? Love is given unto us by the Holy Ghost. The love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us. Romans 5. Okay? 5. The love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Okay? It's not a fallen carnal love adjusted to man's fallen nature. Christ Jesus is the standard. Okay? He is the embodiment of love. And I want you to listen in John 15, starting in verse 17, okay? These things I command you. This is Jesus talking to his disciples. He didn't say, these things I'm suggesting to you. No. We're talking about a spiritual authority. Jesus spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes and the Pharisees. So make distinction right there. The love of God and the anointing of God and the power of God always come in authority. Okay? Having strong confidence and much assurance that they would know what sort of men are among them, having received the word of God and much affliction, but with joy in the Holy Ghost. Okay? Jesus said, these things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hates you, listen to me, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Isn't it interesting how the fallen reprobates that call themselves Christians, they have not the Spirit of Christ? They don't belong to Him, friends. They belong to the devil, right? But listen to what Jesus is saying. Isn't it interesting how the world has... the worldlings in the church today have the world loving on Jesus. Jesus said that he was hated. How does that work? He said, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. And I'm talking about sinners that are still dead in their sins, right? Verse 19, if you were of the world would love his own, but because you are not of the world, but I've chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. And then listen to this. He said in verse 20, remember the word that I said unto you. This is Jesus. The servant is not greater than his Lord. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. I just read 1 Timothy on Monday, and on Tuesday I read 2 Timothy. And it was interesting in there. It talked about even those that desire to live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. How many people today call themselves Christians and yet they have no understanding whatsoever persecution is? You want to know why they're not persecuted for righteousness' sake? Because they don't belong to Christ. They don't stand for anything. Right? And these are the people that are calling me out and saying, well, Bradley, what about the love? Oh, that message was given with so much love. Really? No, your version of love is a fallen standard. Mine is found in a risen standard, and his name is Jesus Christ, period. Okay? Because love warns men to flee from the wrath to come, 2 Corinthians 5. It does not just bypass my brothers and let them go into hell head first without me warning them and telling them to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Like many of you do, okay? So there's a difference between real love here. Jesus goes on. He said, remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. Verse 21, but all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. There it is right there. Verse 22, if I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not sinned. But now they have no cloak or covering for their sin. Jesus said in verse 23, he that hateth me hateth my Father also. Okay? And there you have it. Remember King David said in Psalm 109, he said, they hated me for my love. Remember he said they rewarded me evil for good. Okay? The word of the Lord is good. It is not evil. And I want to say this, Martin Luther, the great reformer back in the 1500s, who would know better than him, he rightly stated, he that hath Christ for his God and King, let him be assured that he hath the devil for his enemy, who will work him much sorrow and will plague him all the days of his life. How many people that profess Christianity have no idea what spiritual warfare is? But these are the first ones, when something goes wrong out of their will, not God's will, are the first ones that say, we need to put on the armor of God. We need to get on the helmet of salvation and the breastplate of righteousness and our loins girt about with truth and our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and got to pick up that sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. It's interesting. The only time that they run to the Lord is when they're afflicted. Well, let me tell you something. If you run to the Lord and that affliction is there, keep in mind it's the Holy Ghost that did it. In thy faithfulness thou hast afflicted me, that I might learn thy statutes. Okay? I had to say that because that was on my mind, and it's important that people understand what's on my mind. Ah, my goodness. Folks, yesterday we spent the time showing you statistically as to America is number one in violent crime, divorce, teen pregnancy, voluntary abortion, 60 million to date, by the way, illegal drug use, illiteracy, the list goes on. Why? Because they have forsaken God, right? This is common sense. I shared with you the presupposition to a Christian that a God is. The Lord said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me, in John 14:6. And then I, in contrast, I also brought forth the presupposition to an idolater is that God is the way that we want him to be, right? They create a God that doesn't mind them lying, stealing, cheating, so on and so forth. And this is found in 2 Kings 17:33. And what does that say? They feared the Lord and served their own gods. I love it. They feared the Lord. Okay? They had a form of godliness, but they did not deny the power thereof. The Bible says, from such withdraw yourself. But going back to 2 Kings 17:33, they feared the Lord and served their own gods. Their gods that looked just like them, after the manner of the nations whom they carried away from thence. Okay? And guess what? They both act accordingly. And then I highlighted the fact that idolatry is the oldest sin in the book. And instead of correcting themselves, 2 Timothy 2:21, they even go so far to blame God for the evil that they are responsible for committing. And by the way, blaming God for evil is like blaming the sun for darkness. Then I highlighted the fact that it's been said some people create their own storms, then get upset when it rains. And this, to prove the point, goes back to Proverbs 19, verse 3, the foolishness of man perverteth his way, and his heart fretteth against the Lord. Okay? The foolishness of man perverts his way. Because he is on a perverted path, he gets mad at the Lord. Well, the Lord told him which way to go, and the way to go is the very way that man avoids. And what does he want to do? He wants to show his independence between him and God by defying God. And when he begins to fret, why does he fret? He doesn't fret against himself. He frets against the Lord. Proverbs 19:3. And what it comes to, friends, is people want to create a world without God. But what they don't realize is it's God's world. Read Isaiah 66, verse 1. Is this ridiculous? It really is. It's like a disobedient child that doesn't want his parents as the head of the household anymore. How does that work out? And finally, when it comes to the church and government in this country creating a world without God, do remember that the church is responsible for the government, and the government in this country is we the people. So, I lay to your candor, who I ask is to blame for the hell that this country is becoming. It's time to return to the old past, isn't it? Absolutely it is. Again, who I ask is to blame for the hell that this country is becoming. I want to go back down to the old past. I want to go back to 1930, and I want to take it to the present. I've got two segments. I'm going to unload. This is very, folks, I love this content. But it just shows you the world that most of us in this country have never known. At least if you're a little bit younger than I am, concerning most out there today. And that's not a cut. I'm not trying to chop you down. I'm just telling you the truth. Be right.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump says it's safe to fly despite the ongoing coronavirus threat.
People are doing a lot of domestic business now. I can tell you, they're staying in this country. They feel safe.
The president and vice president meeting with airline executives at the White House. Lawmakers in Washington, D.C. are continuing to hold hearings over the coronavirus threat. Alabama Republican Congressman Mike Rogers is not happy with China's response to the outbreak.
I remain concerned that Chinese officials knowingly withheld essential information from both public and international health community in the most critical stages of this outbreak.
Vice President Mike Pence is meeting with airline CEO as coronavirus concerns take their toll on the travel industry. Today's meetings in Washington, D.C. come as Delta, American, and United all have made major cuts on international routes and halted service altogether to China. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Welcome back again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we are talking today about the America that most of us have never known. I started this last week, or was it the beginning of the week? Forgive me. And I didn't get the opportunity to go through it. And I also noticed that there was an error in 1930 concerning what I'm going to share with you in a moment. I'm going to give you some more information than I gave to you at the beginning, and we're going to do our best to start in 1930 and finish in the present, okay? In 1936, let's just go there, the President of the United States was Franklin Roosevelt. The Vice President of the United States was John Garner, okay? And then we had the life expectancy in 1936, okay? Yeah, and I'm just going to bring you there. It was actually 59.7 years old. Isn't that crazy? When you go to the book of Psalm, I believe it's chapter 80, and I'm going there right now. You're going to find that your life expectancy is 70 to 80 in strength. Okay? 70 to 80 years in strength. And it's in the book of Psalms. I'm just trying to confirm. Oh my goodness. Psalm 90, forgive me. Psalm 90. Our days may come to 70 years or 80 if strength endures. Okay, that's a different version. Go to King James. The days of our years are three scores. Scores are 20 years, okay? So you got three scores and 10, that's 70. And if I reason of strength, they'd be four score years. So, again, you look at even back then, which is kind of odd, but I'm just kind of getting thought here. Getting caught up into thought, forgive me. But it's interesting that back in the 30s, life expectancy was 59.7 years, and Scripture tells us 70 or 80 in strength. Psalm 90. Okay. Verse 10, by the way, if you want to check it out. Also wanted to let you know the cost of living in 1936. A new house was $3,925. I did some homework when we first started doing this. The average home price today in America is over $272,000. Inflation, friends, is a sure sign that we have departed from God. Because things are getting out of hand. There's no more responsibility. There's no more control over the issue that God has given us the power to actually maintain that wealth that he has bestowed upon us. And by the way, he also said to beware lest we forget who gave us the power to get the wealth. In the book of Deuteronomy, I believe chapter 6. 1936, cost of living, average income, $1,713 per year. A new car in 1936, $780. I'm laughing. It's like, really? Whoa! Oh, pretty cool, right? Average rent in 1936 was $24 per month. The tuition to Harvard University, $420 a year. I believe, hang on, I'm just going to confirm it. Tuition today to Harvard, I believe it was $72,000. Okay, there's different numbers here. So you got $50,000. I've come up with $74,000. But that's just astronomical. It's ridiculous, friends, is what it is. I mean, to suggest that we have to come up with that money to be educated and knowing what's in those classrooms, namely those that call themselves professors today, how many of these guys have turned communist? I mean, talking about free love from the 60s, right? Look at that free love brought us. Not love, but hate, right? Love is never free. Greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brethren. John 15:13. If you also go to John 13:35, which comes to my aid right now, by this we know, the world will know that you're my disciples by the love that you have for one another, just for the record. So, movie ticket in 1936, 25 cents. Gasoline. So, by the way, up until 1968, the church vetted all movies before they were released onto the populace in the United States of America. That's why, for the most part, up into the 60s, movies were clean. They were first vetted. Okay, they went derelict of duty in 1968, for the record. That's another show. Gasoline in 1936, 10 cents per gallon. I believe it's $2.74 in the state of Minnesota today. I know in California it's a lot more. United States postage stamp in 1936, 3 cents. 3 cents! Whoa! That's like craziness. You go to the post office today, and it's just almost, friends, and I kid you negative, this is not an over-exaggeration. I'm not sensationalizing anything here. It seems like almost every time you go to the post office, the prices keep going up. And up, and up, and up. You know what it costs for a stamp today? 55 cents. 1936, 3 cents? Okay. What am I talking about here? Well, if you go to, again, Jeremiah 6:16, stand in the old ways, or stand in the ways, forgive me, and see and ask for the old paths, where's the good way? And walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But you know what the people said? We will not walk therein. What a foolish, foolish people. 1940. Let's go to 1940. Interesting facts. President of the United States of America, Franklin Roosevelt. Remember, he died in office. It's interesting, folks. He died during World War II. It's also interesting to note that that crook, that criminal, he was the one that said our boys would never step foot on foreign soil. 405,399 men later, the American people figured out that he was lying to them, right? Vice President of the United States in 1940 was John Garner. Life expectancy in 1940 went up to 62.9 years. Okay, cool. Things are getting better, right? 1940 cost of living. A new house in 1940, $3,925. Wow. Hey, folks, those, especially you people that live in California, it's just, it's insanity there. The government there, I mean, it's like, and we're seeing this more and more all over the country. You know, they say whatever happens in California goes to the rest of the states. Well, people in California, you need to put a stop to what you call government there. I mean, if that's not the definition of insanity, what you tolerate there, I don't know what is. I mean, you look at a real estate book in California, and I don't care what city you go to. You go to Coronado, you go to San Diego, you go to the Topanga area, Simi Valley. There's no rationale with the numbers there to actually put a number on a property for the price that they ask. It's irrational. It's almost like the government comes in and says, okay, whatever you want for the house, go ahead. Then you're going to pay 10% in taxes on top of that per year just to live here. I got a question. Who gave the government, who gave the earth to the government that they're charging us taxes for our property that we paid for? By the way, this is legitimate. This is a legitimate question. I mean, it's like, wait a second, we paid for the property, but now we're still paying taxes? It's as if we're renting our property from the government. Where did they obtain that authority to do so? I'm curious. Through the ignorance of the American people. 1913, right? Going back to that mess. But I got off on a tangent thinking about California. If you want to move into Coronado area, it's a $2 million entry fee. Okay? I'm not even talking about Malibu. And by the way, I know what people think if you've never been to California before, that if you go to Malibu, California, oh, it's just all that Nevada chips. It is in spots. But it's not what you think it is. But the prices that they ask for the homes there, again, are completely, they're irrational every step of the way. There's not a better word than irrationality. Okay? Anyways, let's get on with this. Average income in 1940, $1,725 per year. A new car in 1940, $850. Average rent in 1940, $30 a month. $30 a month. Tuition to Harvard University, $420 a year. It went up 20 bucks. A movie ticket went up 5 cents to 30 cents. Gasoline's now 11 cents per gallon. And a United States postage stamp is now 3 cents. Same as it was in 36. Going up to 1950. Folks, let's go back to the old past. But what did the people say? Nope. We won't do it. Nope. To their own demise. Things getting better, friends? Nope, they're not. Things getting worse? Yep. Just like I was talking about yesterday, folks. Are you going to sit there and allow the church and government to create a world without God? Because you deserve the hell that it will get. And if things aren't getting better, I'll tell you what, that is in heaven. That's hell, right? In many cases. 1950. President of the United States of America, Harry Truman, the buck stops here, man. Listen, I watched so many documentaries that, and I watched a lot on the presidents, and I'll tell you what, you know, for an individual that was tied to the mob the way that Harry Truman was, he did a lot of good stuff for the American people. But the reason he did good stuff, things for the American people, is because the American people still held their feet to the U.S. Constitution. 1950, Vice President Alvin Barkley, Vice President of the United States of America. Life expectancy goes up again, 68.2 years, 1950. Wow, pretty cool. Okay, going to now 1960. Let's go to 1960. We were told world news in 1960, by the way. Soviet missiles shoot down U-2 spy plane capturing CIA pilot Francis Gary Powers. Fidel Castro nationalizes all American property. Israel captures, I've seen the documentary on this, it's outstanding. Israel captured Adolf Eichmann. He was a war criminal. And then they hung him. You can watch that. Pretty crazy stuff, but it shows you that they weren't willing to just go ahead and let these war criminals go, right? Same thing with the Angel of Death, Mengele, and a whole list of others. They just set them up and they killed them off. So what we'll do is we'll come back to 1960. Friends, we're talking about going back to the old past. We're talking about an America that most of us don't know. Okay? Well, let's know it and let's understand it and let's get back to it because we're called to be repairers of the breach. Right? Cool. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of the AmericanProfit.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let's go to 1960, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you want to watch us live, friends, jump over onto SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, right to the right side of the page. Go ahead. Click it on and watch us live, or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and you can watch us at any time. We're talking about going back to the old past, and we're starting in 1936, talking about America that most of us never knew before. And then we went up to 1940, then we went to 1950, now we're at 1960. But in the meantime, I want to say this, because I have some live chat interaction going on right now. Diana said, "An age increases because of refrigeration, indoor plumbing, along with other modernizations of our homes and soap and water." It's really true, and that's just the tip of the iceberg, I'm sure, as to why there's more longevity when it comes to our lives. Really what it comes down to more than anything is our spiritual walk. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us all free from the law of sin and death when we follow the dictates of the word of God. But coinciding with what Diana just said, and I'm not getting gross here, friends, it's scripture. It tells us in Deuteronomy 23 verse 13, listen carefully. Hey, listen, you want the answers for every facet of your life? It is found in the word of God, man. Men, women, it really, truly is. There is the answer, okay? King James Bible, Deuteronomy 23, verse 13. "And thou shalt have a paddle upon thy weapon, and it shall be when thou ease thyself abroad," okay, Thou shalt dig therewith, and thou shalt turn back and cover it that which cometh from thee. Now, it's really true, because now we have modern bathrooms. We have, they used to call them watering closets. We got running water. We got this, that, and the other thing. As a matter of fact, we should do a show on this about what the Bible says and what science used to say, and now how it's adhered, and it's come up and teed itself up to par with the Word of God. The Word of God is always right. It's never been wrong, okay? But again, what Diana just said is exactly right. There's so many different variations and variables as to why we live longer today. One of them I would hesitate, in some cases I know to be true, is found in medicine. But I also know, friends, there's a lot of things in medicine that actually create the very things that they say that they cure. So we got to be careful. And again, going back to Scripture, the woman that gave all that she had to the doctor, she had nothing left. She had an issue of blood. She pressed in by faith. She touched Jesus. She received the virtue, and she was instantly healed. Okay, her blood was dried up. And it's interesting to note what doctors continuously give us. A lot of times, they're the very problems. And we see that more than we don't, especially today. My wife said this the other day. We don't watch TV. I haven't watched TV since the 90s, just for the record. Okay, the Bible, when it says to come out from among them, be separate, it means just that. King David, that's 2 Corinthians 6, starting in verse 17. James 4:4 says, friendship with the world is enmity with God. Amos 3:3 says, how can two walk together lest they be agreed? Well, I'm not agreed with what they sell. And then I think of other scriptures as well, friends. Psalm 101, verse 3. King David said he would set no wicked thing before his eyes. Exactly right. Why would I watch that filthy garbage? With that said, it's interesting to note that I just lost my train of thought. It's one of those days. But in saying that, friends, I do want people to understand. Oh, there it is. Thank you, Lord. My wife the other day was telling somebody the other day, you walk through an airport, you go through to a restaurant, you can't go anywhere anymore without being inundated with 15 screens around you. You can't even have any more family time, right? But what was interesting is my wife said to somebody, have you ever seen these new ads for, and this has been going on since the early 2000s, the Bushes opened the floodgates to the pharmaceuticals to attack Americans and make billions of dollars every year off the ignorance of the American people. But what's interesting, she said, have you ever watched some of these commercials? She just said it this weekend, as a matter of fact. And how they talk about the cure for something, and then they go on, it's a minute commercial. They talk about the cure for just like 5 seconds, and the 55 seconds that's left goes on and talks about the side effects. Okay? I mean, you can't make it up. It's like craziness. They're more harmful than they're helping you. Come on, let's go to 1960, okay, real quick. 1960, President of the United States of America, Dwight Eisenhower. Vice President of the United States, Richard Nixon. Life expectancy was 69.7 years. New house was $12,675. Average income was $5,199 per year. A new car in 1960 was $2,610. Average rent, $98 a month. Tuition to Harvard University, $1,250 per year. A movie ticket in 1960 was $1. Gasoline was up to a whopping quarter, 25 cents. And a United States postage stamp was now a whopping 4 cents. Craziness, right? 1970. President of the United States, Richard Nixon. Remember that guy? I want you to know that your president is not a crook. Busted in Watergate. Watergate wasn't what the CIA mainstream media sold you, America. It was a cover-up for a pedophile ring in Washington, D.C., for those that didn't know. President of the United States in 1970, Nixon, the Vice President of the United States, Spiro Agnew. Life expectancy in 1970 is now up to 70.8 years. Craziness. Cool, right? 1970, cost of living. A new house, $23,400. Yep. Average income, $9,357 a year. Oh, that's great. A new car, $3,979 in 1970. What a deal, huh? Average rent $140 per month. Tuition to Harvard University $2,400 per year. Okay, just shot up big time. Movie tickets now $1.50. Gasoline is now 36 per gallon, 36 cents per gallon, and a United States postage stamp is now up to a whopping 6 cents. Wow. See why we need to go back to the old past, friends? From 1960, I just observed this, from 1960 to 1970, a new house almost doubled. Okay? A car price almost doubled. Average rent went up half. Tuition to Harvard almost doubled. A movie ticket went up 50%. Gasoline went up 11 cents. And a postage stamp went up 6 cents. So something happened there in the 60s. Going to the 1980s, right? President of the United States of America, Jimmy Carter. Vice President of the United States, Walter Mondale. Life expectancy in 1980, 73.7 years. Okay. A new house. Here we go. A new house in 1980 cost $68,000. $68,714. An average income in 1980 was $19,173 per year. Again, keep in mind, in the present, a home on average is $270,000. I want to see what the average income is, since we're doing live radio. And put this in contrast to what we're seeing in 1980. Okay, so the U.S. Census Bureau reported in September of 2017 that the average household income was $59,039 a year. $59,039. Wow. Quite a kick, yeah? Average income in 1980 was $19,173. A new car, 1980, $7,201. Average rent, $300 per month. Tuition to Harvard, $5,300 per year. A movie ticket, $2.25. Gasoline, I remember this, $1.19. I can still see it up on the Super America sign in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. $1.19. And a United States postage stamp was 15 cents. What is it that we want to see? What is it that we don't understand? When the Lord tells us to go back to the old past. Now, I want to say this in ending. Thus saith the Lord to you, my friends, stand in the ways and see and ask for the old path, where's the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But again, the people said, we will not walk therein. So I lay to your candor. What is it that you're going to do? We're going to be a partaker of the benefit in this life and in the next. But I'll tell you, friends, when we look at the inflation from the beginning or the turn of the century to where we're at today, something's way out of kilter, friends. It's way off kilter. And we need to get it back. And we need to get it set right. It's called taking responsibility before God, first and foremost, and then taking care of the problems at large. We can do this. I know we can. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy.
GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.